Welcome to the Pictures of Lily podcast, Vintage Edition. I'm your host, Lily Moayeri. I have been a music journalist since 1992, and I interview a lot of music-related people. This podcast is about my experience behind the story, what my experience is doing the interviews, just to give you a snapshot of what it's like on the other side of the digital recorder. Starting this year, we've shifted to the Pictures of Lily podcast Vintage Edition, where I'm sharing my experiences about specific interviews with the bonus of original audio from the artists in those interviews. These interviews will pull from my 30 plus years of archives, many of which are recorded on cassette tape. Pictures of Lily. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Pictures of Lily podcast, Vintage Edition. This is episode 87. We publish monthly with a new episode posting on the second Wednesday of each month. You can find us on every platform by going to picturesoflily.com, where you can subscribe or follow us and also connect to us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pandora, and Amazon. Although it's really best to listen to the podcast straight from the source at picturesoflily.com, as it is the highest quality audio and avoids copyright restrictions. This episode is on my first interview with Chris Martin of Coldplay from 2001 for their debut album, Parachutes. Oh no, what's this? Spiderweb, and I'm caught in the middle. So I turn to run. Here are a few snapshots of my first experience interviewing Coldplay's Chris Martin. When I first got Coldplay's debut album, Parachutes, as an advance from the record label, I absolutely loved it. That is, every song except Yellow. The album was released here in the US in November 2000, and it was difficult to get the publications I wrote for to be interested in me writing about Coldplay. It wasn't until Yellow was used to promote ABC Network's fall slate of TV series that the song, and by association, Coldplay, started getting any attention stateside. This meant there was a better chance that the magazines I contributed to would want me to write about them. I didn't get an assignment to interview Coldplay until the following year. This first interview with Chris took place over the phone on January 17th, 2001. It was for Virtually Alternative, which was a radio trade very appropriate since Yellow was blowing up on American radio. Coldplay were in Australia, getting ready for their first tour when I spoke to Chris.
Have you been to Australia before?
No.
Okay. So you have no idea what people are thinking about you yet?
No.
Okay. Is the record doing okay?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we got here and they put us on the front page of the paper and on the news and stuff, so it's wicked.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess they know you over there then.
Yeah, it's great.
Good. But it's surprising, though, because that's happening everywhere practically, isn't it?
Well, not... Well, sort of. I don't know. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it, but I love it.
Yeah. Because I was really surprised that it went well here. I mean, I'm happy for you guys, and I love the record, but I didn't expect anything to happen with it, because nothing ever happens with anyone, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, what is happening now? I don't really know. Someone told me it was doing all right, you know?
Yeah, it is. Well, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And even some of the best American bands, you know what I mean, like Flaming Lips.
Mm.
Hardly anybody even knows them. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I can't pretend to understand it.
Yeah, how did it go when you were here before Christmas?
Oh, that was wicked. I mean, that was one of the best experiences we had, you know. It's just because we always heard, you know, you go to America and you have to slog and slog and slog.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we're going to have to do that, you know. But it was just a really wicked that our first experience was to be chucked into a massive show like that, you know.
I told Chris that one of my editors had suggested I write a piece about post-Radiohead bands like Coldplay and Doves and a few others. I said I didn't see any connection between the groups, but then thought maybe the idea referred to sentiment more so than sound, and this is what Chris said in response.
Yeah, I think he probably means in being allowed to write emotional songs and not feel stupid about it, you know? It's the thing is, it looks so rubbish, it looks so shit to talk about that in print, you know? But when I listen to a song, even if it's just like a song that gives you loads of energy, as long as it's got some sort of feeling to it, you know? Even when you listen to sort of Out the Driving, you know, it's a different type of emotion, but it's like so energized and, you know, it leaves you feeling a certain way. And sometimes some music doesn't do that, you know. who Backstreet Boys don't really leave me with any emotion, you know what I mean?
They do have a lot of energy, though. That's
I like
sure.
Destiny's Child.
That Independent Women song, how good is that song?
Yeah, it's great.
Listening back to that exchange, neither Chris nor I knew Beyoncé's name. Both of us were calling her the main girl of Destiny's Child.
I don't know if they write their own songs or not.
Yeah, she's one of them does, I think.
The main girl, one that does all the talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have like a buzz going before your album actually came out? Were people talking about you? In the UK, I mean?
Yeah, a little one, you know. We came in kind of quietly.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, it took everybody by surprise, including us, really, because it was Radio 1, who's like the main radio station in London, in Britain, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Them and this radio station called XFM,
mm-hmm.
they kind of gave us a break really early, and they were playing our records, and, you know, that was a massive, massive deal for us.
Mm.
We couldn't believe it, you know.
Just because they liked it.
Yeah, that was just... I remember the first time one of our records got playlisted at Radio 1, I was just over the moon, you know?
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
It is difficult.
Yeah, it really... Yeah, it is. And so there's an element of luck to it. All we can do is just keep trying to write great songs because, you know, the rest of it is just luck.
Mm.
You know, whether the right person likes you at the right time. And, you know, and if, say, if that... one playlist guy at Radio 1 hadn't liked it, then we wouldn't be doing well anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
Do you write all the songs yourself?
No, it turns out with me, but then it's sort of, everybody has their say eventually.
Okay, but do you write the instrumental part as well as the words, though?
Yeah, we all write our own bits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it tends to start with my bit, and then everybody else puts their stuff on top of it.
Okay.
Until it sounds better and better and better.
Has that something to do with your kind of getting more propelled, even?
No.
No?
Not really.
Not even the nomination?
A little bit, maybe. A little bit.
That just attracts attention to you no matter what.
Yeah, no, it was good. I'm downplaying it. It was cool to get nominated. I'd have been gutted if we weren't nominated.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you really want to be nominated? Did you think you were...
Well, I just, you know, anything like that, you know, it's just like being left out of a sports team or something.
Not getting picked.
If you're left the last one standing, not getting picked, you know, feel shit, so...
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. That happened to me a lot. I was a very slow runner, so... I understand where you're coming from, but... Do you mind the comparisons you get? Or do you feel like you really don't have anything in common with those people?
I don't pay any attention to them anymore, you know.
No?
Because we're doing all right, and we, you know, it hasn't damaged us so far, so it's not going to damage us in the future. Hopefully, you know what I mean? We've been compared since day one, and we're still doing all right.
Yeah. But did you feel like, God, I sound nothing like that person? Why are they even saying that?
No, never. I always think, yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
But, you know, never to the extent that people say, but, you know, it's only happened once or twice that someone said they sound like this, and it's a band I've never heard of.
Oh, right, okay.
So I just think, well, you know, I do it all the time. I was listening to a new band yesterday, and I was trying to work out, oh, yeah, they may sound a bit like this and a bit like that.
Hmm.
You know, it's just what people do, isn't it?
Who was the new band you're listening to?
Fun enough, it was Neil Finn's son.
What's that band called?
It's called Betcha Dupa.
Yeah, that's a good name. I can't, that's like unpronounceable.
Yeah. But it's a good band.
Are you sure you're pronouncing it right?
Yeah.
How is it spelled?
Betcha Dupa, BETHADUPA.
Yeah, no, you're pronouncing it right. That's how I would have pronounced it. Betcha Dupa. I like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
But that's cool. You know?
But they're fucking good, I thought.
Yeah? Is that out already?
No, they're very new.
Hmm. Wow. The other thing is that considering you guys are so young, these songs are pretty sophisticated.
Well, we just write whatever, you know.
Hmm. Were you writing the songs for the album for a long time?
Well, the oldest one was written about 2.5 years before the album came out, I think.
Did it change a lot by the time it ended up on the album?
Yeah, but then the newest ones are like the singles and all that, like Yellow and Trouble and things like that.
Well... So the ones that actually ended up as the singles are the newer ones?
Yeah, except one of them.
Right, okay. Which one?
A song called Shiver.
Shiver.
That was one of the old ones.
It's the one that's supposed to be about Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
Is it actually about her?
It's a long story.
Well, we've got time.
No, it's just... it's a song about unrequited love, and when I was doing the singing for it, I thought, well, you know, I don't have anybody I can really sing this to, and I need to get in the right frame of mind, so I thought, well, you know, go for the big guns. And,
so
I was singing it to her as we were recording it.
Right, got it. What, to her picture or her on TV or something?
No, just to her mental
In your
image.
Mind? Okay. Well, she's very beautiful.
Well, you know.
But she's not unattainable.
No, I know. That's why I sing it to her.
Yeah, okay. Well, have you not had unrequited love?
Have I not had it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you mean have I ever had a girlfriend?
No, had it be unrequited so that you had to make one up. That's what I mean.
Has it ever been unrequited?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, of course, everybody has.
Well, okay.
Everybody has, at some stage.
No, I'm just saying you're quite young. It may have not happened yet.
Well, of course it has, otherwise I wouldn't have sung about it.
I guess so. I don't know, because like, sometimes I'll just like imagine things and they haven't actually happened
yet. Yeah, fair
yet,
enough.
You know?
Well, Nick Cave always sings about murdering people, you know.
Well,
yeah, see. Necessarily done that.
That's a distilled version of my first interview with Chris Martin of Coldplay. I interviewed Chris once again a year and a half later for Coldplay's second album, A Rush of Blood to the Head. That will be a future episode of the Pictures of Lily podcast, Vintage Edition. Keep your eyes and ears open for that one. I also interviewed Coldplay's bassist Guy Berryman and guitarist Johnny Buckland for A Rush of Blood to the Head in 2002. Those interviews may or may not surface in future episodes. After A Rush of Blood to the Head, I wasn't as enamored of Coldplay and began to drift away from them musically. Then, 20 years later in 2022, they were among the very few musicians who used their platform to bring attention to what was happening in Iran. They even brought Iranian actor Golshifteh Farahani on stage with them at their stadium show in Buenos Aires to sing the song Baraya with them, which was the unofficial anthem of the Iranian protests. Baraya got a lot of other attention, including winning a Grammy. You can learn more about Baraya in the Taylor Hansen episodes of the Pictures of Lily podcast. This year, Coldplay released the song We Pray ahead of their album Moon Music, which is coming in October. In the chorus for We Pray, they have a line that says, "We'll be singing Baraya," which moved me very much when I heard it, and it got media attention as well. I'm so grateful for any artist that brings awareness to the plight of the people in Iran, and I was overjoyed that Coldplay didn't forget them 2 years later. I have four Coldplay print articles from 2001 and 2002, which I will include in the paid tier of the Pictures of Lily newsletter. The newsletter goes out every couple of weeks and you can subscribe to it for free. For my paid subscribers, I am posting bonus newsletters that include print-only interviews from my 32-year archive, including classic ones from the 90s with The Cure, Oasis, The Verve, Blur, Pulp, Supergrass, Portishead, Erasure, Electronic, that is Johnny Marr and Bernard Sumner, Suede, and more to come. For founding members, there are additional interviews with Noel Gallagher, Richard Ashcroft, Damon Albarn, Jarvis Cocker, The Chemical Brothers, Massive Attack, and Erasure. I will link the Pictures of Lily newsletter in this podcast if you'd like to subscribe to it for free. Any paid subscriptions to the Pictures of Lily newsletter go straight to supporting the production of this always free podcast. From myself and my co-producer, director, editor, Lawrence Schroeder, thanks for listening. And if you have a chance to subscribe or follow the podcast on any of the podcast platforms, please do so and please rate and review. You can connect to us on picturesoflily.com, where you can choose your preferred podcast platform, or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or Pandora or Amazon. You can also find the playlist for the podcast episodes on Spotify and YouTube.
They spun away for They spun a web for me.
Thanks for listening.
Pictures of Lily.